Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
I think that's the best one so far. Now, a small amount of Kool-Aid is going to be passed out to each and every one of you. Please drink it. We're coming to you from the Sphinx Club. Yeah, during the Benson Ball Comedy Festival in our nation's capital, Washington, District of Columbia. On Friday, October 11th, to Ocean's 13, day 11 of the... Did I get the date wrong? Okay. Day 11 of the government shutdown. I think you're booing the government. Boo, don't mention it. We don't need to hear about it. We live here. We have to drive in circles all day. But I'd like to see your name tags, DC. Oh, Lord, that is what a delightful array of... Hedwig and the Angry Finch. Your last name is Finch. Nicely done. American Marcus instead of American History X. All right, don't curb stomp anybody, buddy. Laura, the classic old movie. You didn't have to do shit to that one, Laura. Good job, Laura. Looks like, is that a horseshoe or a toilet seat back there? What is that thing? You had to look at it yourself. Yeah, what? What was this thing that I made? Natural Born Killer? Miller. That's not your first name, is it? No. Shout out to TJ Miller. Mike just has a piece of paper that says Mike on it. That's pretty sweet. You could have brought one of these. Held that up. Mike. There's some sort of, what's that animal creature dinosaur thing? It's a dinosaur? He made the mouth move when he was talking. Because you never know, I might think, you know what? I'm going to talk to this dinosaur for a little bit about what he is. Well, thank you guys for bringing all the name tags. And oh, there's a flashing one back there that I think used to say Camel cigarettes, and now it says Casey, I'm guessing. But you'll whip those out a little later in the show. And I got some things I want to read to y'all. Sunday, Ashburn, Virginia. How far is that from here, like 40 minutes? Far? It's 40 minutes away? It's an hour! You sit in traffic for more than an hour every day just driving around town. So why not go all the way out to Ashburn? I'm doing a good job of selling this. I'm sure each and every one of you is going to buy a ticket as soon as this is over. But I'm doing a Benson Movie Interruption at the Alamo Draft House of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the 2003 version. A chainsaw-wielding maniac chasing Jessica Biel. Come on! Let's sell some tickets! It's not doing very well. You know what I realized, though? It's on opposite the season premiere of Walking Dead. So that's a bad time for... Yeah, I didn't time that very well. What are you going to do? Have you guys watched Getting Doug with High yet? Yeah. Yay! Every Wednesday, 4:15 PST, youtube.com/Doug Benson. Tune in and get Doug. And now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Privileged Skin tweeted, Sandra Bullock in space sounds like Lamaze. This has been Tweet Relief. Tweets about gravity. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. Yeah. We're not messing around. There's a lot of good stuff. You got a ball from the from Kenny Powers, new season of Eastbound and Down. You got Little Miss Sunshine DVD for some reason, an ELO CD. Yeah, I like those guys. Don't hold Xanadu against them. A copy of Popular Mechanics. Some people just grab shit that's laying around like it was on the plane flying in. Like a copy of my album Gateway Doug. And thanks. And this was like they give you a bunch of stuff when you perform at a festival like the Benson Ball. And one of the things they gave me is these eggs that say easy beat eggs. And I have no idea what's going on with them. And I don't want to learn. And then another thing they gave in the same packet was two packets of liquid personal lubricant. So I put that in the prize bag because I like to pay it forward, you guys. Also a water bag that says Insidious Chapter 2 on it. And dear Insidious, you're a movie, not a book. Lots of museum passes and stuff here in town that I'm not going to take advantage of because I really like sitting in my hotel room all day. Because it's got HBO. I'll watch Prometheus again. I'll get mad all over again. A T-shirt that they gave us. It's a microphone with ice cream on it for some reason. Yeah, I don't get it. You're not supposed to. It's a crazy festival. And then, did you guys hear Dining with Doug and Karen from the LA Podcast Festival? That guy, the chef that was there that day, one of them, Andy Windack, gave me two socks, one that says bacon and one that says weed on it. And they're different colors, so they don't match. They're even different sizes. But as you'll now see, as I'm going to show all of you, I have the other pair. Because I split them up, because that's how they should be worn. Can you imagine if you got into an accident and they brought you into the emergency room? The people there would laugh so hard and have something to talk. Their jobs are hard, you guys. Give them the story of the guy that his legs were severed from his body, but his socks said weed and bacon. Don't fall. I'm doing pretty good, but I don't think I'm gonna topple over. And also, there's a poster that has some amazing artwork on it. So it's a terrific prize bag for a really nice sized crowd that came out for my shenanigans. So please. Oh, and it's Wind Attack on Twitter. Andy Windack gave me those socks, and someone in this audience a pair of those socks. Please welcome four of the greatest Leonard Maltin game players of all time, Kate Micucci, Ricky Lindholm, Sam Levine, and Take Notaro! You're all one chair too close. You're supposed to be... There's one on the other end for...
This is actually...
This is my chair.
I thought you were on the red stool, Doug.
This is my chair. Like, regardless of where
Tig,
you are.
Tig can sit wherever she wants. This is this is her ball, and she could...
That's true.
She could go home with it if she wants to.
Fine with that.
That was my fault. I got too excited.
That's so funny. Yeah, this is the stool's sort of my table. It's not really my seat.
And then there's chairs.
There's a lot going on up here, because I don't know why, but they set up a nice table for like the closest audience members ever to Doug Loves Movies. And I was gonna give those seats away to this kid'll sit there. That's good to have a fucking kid right here. There you go. Sit down. And did you come here alone?
My mom's right there.
Your mom? Well, your mom has to sit up here, too. Yeah, get up here.
Yeah. Take ownership of the corruption.
And who's
of
that
child?
Creep that's trying to move in on your father's territory? That's who? Scott Nato? Is that like Sharknado? From Atlanta. Am I really supposed to know what that means? But are you friends with these two, or he's a good friend of the family? As of the last 15 minutes? Mom! Slow down, be a role model. All right, well, what's his name again? Scott Nato? Scott Nato, come sit up here as well. Yeah. I don't like the idea of you being all alone when you... When you just made a love connection, although good luck with the kid sitting between you.
I'm willing to give up my
seat. It's not going to work out. Tig Notaro is here, everybody.
I was willing to give up my seat to go sit at that table.
No, you're one of the participants. You're a panelist.
All right.
Yeah. Don't forget, you scored a point one time in the Leonard Maltin game. Yeah, you are not completely worthless. You're sitting between some of the best players in the history of the game, so I really think you could be a tremendous spoiler tonight. I'm really excited for the possibilities. If you walk away with this thing, I think you could be our next president. Because people will be so excited.
Thank you. Please be seated.
You were gracious enough to sign the poster that represents the Benson Ball. And then one of our other guests here, let's hear it for Kate Micucci, everybody. She proceeded to Kate Micucci it up and went to town on it and drew all over it. And it's a great new poster in and of itself. It's like a remix of the original poster.
I circled Garfunkel and Oates on it.
Yeah, you did circle... You did circle yourselves. Well, those seats that we just emptied just filled right in.
Wow.
And thank God it's with people who like to scream. You want to get them as close as possible. It's not enough screaming. Although this Benson Ball poster has a horror movie theme to it. There's little ghosts.
It's the resurrection, because the festival was like in, I don't even, 09? And then we brought it back.
It's like the Olympics.
So it's... It's just this weekend is just like the Olympics.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys in 2017. Right? is that 4 years from now? And Ricky Lindholm is also here, the other half, the taller half.
Thank you.
I like to call him, I've been having fun calling you Oates and Garfunkel. Whoa. Yeah, get it one more step removed from the original joke. And yeah, and you guys have a new TV program for the IFC network?
Yep, next summer.
Yay!
Yeah.
Very exciting. Woo! Hey, Mom, I see you were fingering some of the prizes. What's up with that? Do you approve of the items? Okay. Keep in mind, you're not mic'd. So when I go to you, short answers only. This kid is so excited. How old are you?
I'm 14.
14, you guys. Fucking 14. Listening for 3 years. This goddamn motherfucker was 11 when he first listened to this shit.
That's so cute.
You gotta love podcasting and bad parenting. You did not know what you were getting yourself into. Again, another example of why you probably should not be in charge of a child. No idea this was going to happen. But thank you for bringing him, and I appreciate his enthusiasm, and you know that I would never... Okay, so... I didn't know what else was I going to say. I'm going to do my show the way I do it. I don't care that I feel extremely guilty about what I'm doing right now. 3 years you've been listening. Who's your favorite? Who do you think will win Leonard Maltin game tonight on this panel?
Little Wolverine.
Little Wolverine.
I can't.
Yeah. You could have been listening for like 3 or 4 weeks and have figured that out. You know what we have on our hands, Little Wolverine?
What's that, Doug?
Little Wolverine.
Yeah, we do. That we do.
We've got ourselves Little Wolverine Jr.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be good at the Leonard Maltin game?
I don't know.
He's not sure. I like that. That's the kind of answer you'd give.
Yeah.
Lying
we'll
through
see.
Your teeth.
We'll see.
Oh, we'll
know.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
-4. Yeah, so the poster is going to go in the prize bag, and like I said, there's some cool things that they gave us to go see and do while we're here in D.C., and I'm really enjoying my hotel room and not being rained on. So that's like sort of my thing. Sam Levine, did I introduce you yet?
Sure. Close enough. Oh, thank you.
Sam the Ma'am, a.k.a. Little Wolverine. I've got a couple ideas for you, Kate, and what is it, Ricky?
Yeah, it's Ricky.
A couple ideas for you guys for your new IFC show, because you play yourselves in the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think you need like a neighborhood know-it-all played by Sam Levine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That sounds good.
Always in your business, always knows, you know, always tells you what you should do. You do something
else.
He was right. And he's super fucking smug about it.
Oh, the worst.
And
what would you play?
I'm your pot dealer, and every episode you're just waiting for me, and I never show up. But you mention me enough that you feel like that you should pay me for, you know, just for being sort of on the show.
So you're like Poochie. Everyone
what
should be
Tig
asking
play?
Where's Doug?
What's Tig? What do you mean? What's Tig gonna play?
Simpsons reference
what's
that
Tig
nine people
play?
Got.
Tig is going to play, she's going to wear an ampersand costume and stand in between you every time you perform.
I mean, well, you're our godfather.
Yeah, I did introduce the Garfunkel notes to each other.
Yep.
at a Benson Interruption, I think it was, in the early days of that. Did the 14-year-old just give us a sympathetic awe? Grow up. This is the best. This is a fantastic go-to. I always have to ask, have you been to the movies lately? Kate Micucci, you started off.
Well, I will answer for Ricky and I. What did we see? One, two, three.
Gravity. Oh.
Gravity.
Did you guys, you should write us like what should be, because the closing theme music is just music. There's no lyrics. Mm-hmm. You should write a song that's like what should play over the closing credits of Gravity. What?
Can it be called that?
All right, spoiler alert.
Wow. Ricky Lindholm.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Thanks a lot, Ricky.
Yeah, but you don't know how. I didn't ruin it that much. Sorry.
Now I'm for sure not going.
Do you want to bleep that?
We were just telling Tig that she has to see it.
No way, not now.
There needs to be a
I love my movies.
Should we bleep that? Do you guys think that's
you
a pretty bad spoiler?
Yes.
It is funny, but it'd be still be funny if it gets bleeped, I think.
We just, saw The Blind Side on a plane.
Just that somebody would say, you did what? To who? You saw
The Blind Side on a plane, another Bullock movie.
Right, but that was a long time ago.
That was a long time
ago. But I don't want to do any spoilers, so I feel like people know how it ends. Like touchdown.
Right,
and stuff.
The
touchdown in
space. The black kid gets stung by a bee and dies, right?
Right.
What have you seen recently, Ricky? Other than Gravity. Oh, I guess Gravity was your answer.
I saw Husbands and Wives last night. I watched it again.
The Woody Allen film?
Yeah, but that's an old one, too.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's really good.
The really bouncy camera work there, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah.
But good stuff in there.
I liked it, but no other Bullock movies lately.
I love Sandra Bullock so much. I one time saw her driving, and it made my day. I was just like, there's Sandra Bullock! I feel like she's one person I wouldn't be able to handle meeting. I would just be like, hi, my name is Kate.
Well, guess who's here tonight? Come on out.
She's shy. She came all this way to surprise Kate, and now she's.
I think she's from recalcitrant. She's from Arlington, Virginia, isn't she?
Yeah, we know.
Oh shit. She's all about Austin, Texas now, though.
Yeah.
That's her jam. Yeah. But yeah, I've always been very fond of her, but not of her films. So. 1-2 punch of The Heat and Gravity. I'm like, okay, now we're talking. Now you're doing the kinds of movies I would like to see.
But you love While You Were Sleeping, right?
That's Kate's favorite movie.
Do you? You
I've heard a lot
really?
About it.
What?
While You Were Sleeping is Kate's favorite movie of all
real?
Time.
For real?
Yeah. I love it. So that and Boogie Nights.
All right. Wait a minute.
She doesn't see the flaw in that plot.
There's a flaw in the plot of Boogie Nights?
No, of While You Were Sleeping.
What's the flaw?
Well, spoiler
yeah,
alert.
Yeah, don't say too much about that movie from 17 years ago.
A guy in a coma that she pretends to be dating, who she's never met, and then she fucks his brother. That's what happens. And Kate's like, aw.
It's a
why
great
is that
movie.
A, what, did you call that a plot hole? Or what did you say was wrong
wait,
with
so
it?
I feel like it's less romantic than she remembers it.
Wait, oh, okay. So is that what happened while they were sleeping?
Yeah. While he was sleeping, she fucked his brother. That's what
but
happened.
But you can't put that in the title.
No, you can't.
But she was never with him, so it wasn't like she was cheating on him. She was just pretending to be with him.
True. Right, but the brother doesn't know that. Mm-mm. He's a bastard. That Bill
I think
Pullman.
Kate is just likes the notion of that for a woman to get a man, you have to be crafty.
And work as a token collector.
When you
so,
work,
so you're with what you're doing. You have the wrong job for finding someone who just got knocked into a coma.
You need a far more menial job, Kate.
By the way, when you're a token collector, when you work as a token collector, are you paid by what you collect? Tig, you still got it. My apologies for that joke. My apologies.
What if you're the one black guy that worked at the token collector office? So Sam brought a, for your consideration, copy of Little Miss Sunshine. He wrote on it, "It's illegal for me to give you this." Correct. So thanks for helping me break the law.
Yeah, stick it to the man!
Sam puts a little message on every gift. He brought a copy of Blade Runner, and he said, "Please enjoy Doug's finest moment."
It's your finest work in
finest
Blade Runner.
Finest work.
Get those pause button fingers ready, ladies and gentlemen. You will spot a 9-year-old Doug Benson.
You still won't be able to find me. You brought a copy of Popular Mechanics, and you wrote, "I read this cover to cover on October 10th, 2013.
The best issue of Popular Mechanics I've
ever read. You're welcome. I love this. Oh, you did sign it. I thought you didn't sign it. That would be good to just write that on there. I read this.
Just now I know.
Pass it on. And then you also, what did you write on the ELO?
That the Electric Light Orchestra is my third favorite band. It's all right. It's all right. The other
Who's
two are pretty
fourth?
Great. Pink Floyd. Yeah.
Good answer.
He really has a list, you guys. Well, what's number 8?
I couldn't tell you.
No.
Yeah, I thought I could stump you.
Tell us.
All right. Well,
is it Aha?
They're number 7. They're number 7.
Yeah, where's G and O come in on your list? Oates and Garfunkel.
Number 1, baby.
I like GNO, I like ELO, I like CCR.
CCR, GNO, GNR, GWAR. Yeah.
Have you been to the movies lately, Sam?
I have. I also saw Gravity.
What happens in it?
You know, it was floating around space and stuff. I will say this, I tweeted this, it is ridiculous that they did not shoot that movie in outer space. Seriously, it's ridiculous how good it looks.
Better than Star Wars?
The problem for me with Star Wars is that...
This will be interesting to hear.
Problem for me there is that there's no way that Jabba the Hutt would ever get strangled to death by Leia with the gold chains. I mean, clearly...
Sometimes strangulation is kind of a mathematics game, Sam, and if you get the right angle and you apply the right amount of pressure,
like a fulcrum thing,
you could get it done. I mean, that was a giant slug, after all.
Well,
His neck musculature just really wasn't that... when did he ever work out his neck? So he was probably pretty flabby in that area, and she
this
could
is
just
a long
get
sentence.
Right in there and... She can just get right in there. Okay, so...
I also watched a Marx Brothers movie 2 nights ago.
Oh!
Yeah.
How a Marx Brothers movie got in your pajamas, we'll never know.
It was that same movie. It was Animal Crackers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice pull.
Nicely done.
Why were you watching that? Like, you couldn't sleep or something?
No, I had a hankering to watch a Marx Brothers movie, and I picked that one. That simple.
Out of your collection.
Yes, out of my.
Oh, Sam, you're so sophisticated.
Well, you know that is the mark.
The ladies must love it when you show them your Marx Brothers collection.
The keepers do. Yeah, you suspect.
I don't know what just happened, Tig.
Mm-hmm.
Have we talked at all about this festival and why you started it?
No.
Yeah, not in this show or personally. You've said to me, do you want to do this festival? And I say, sure, of course I want to do it. But why the name? Like, why the? Because the name Benson Ball, you know, of course, confuses me and all of my fans.
Because of the word ball?
Yes. I am, as you know, pot smokers are very much associated with balls. Some call them hacky sacks. But what's the name, where'd the name come from, and who does the festival represent?
No idea. No, the name comes from, there was a guy named Ola Benson, and he had a heart attack and died while laughing at a fish called Wanda. And so...
Do you think he was laughing at it or with it?
I don't know, but he died. And we figured we'd name a comedy festival after somebody that died laughing. Wow. And so it is the Benson Ball. And
so the goal tonight is we're not going to... The show is going to go on until one of you dies. So good luck, everybody.
But yeah, I had done the DC Comedy Festival in 2008, and then in 2009, I was inquiring to see if the festival was going to be back, and it was not. And I had just done another festival that treated me horribly. And so I thought, oh, how about I'll put together a festival, and I partnered...
Was that other one Horrible Fest? Because they pretty much laid out there from day one...
I didn't read the title.
Yeah, I can't believe you were surprised by that.
I can't believe the way I was treated by Horrible Fest. But yeah, I partnered with Brightest Young Things, and so I just thought D.C. was a cool city, and that is how the Benson Ball began. So keep coming back, and the festival will keep coming back. Love, Tig.
And what was the last movie that you saw?
Well,
here we go. You actually?
Well, I went to a movie theater.
Whoa. Slow down. This is one step at a time.
I'm realizing not everyone else started their information with, well, I went to a movie theater. But I did. I went to a movie theater and I saw The Family. Is that... the name?
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Robert De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer.
It was so
the
bad.
Girl from Glee.
That we walked out, and I could not even deal with it.
The person that you went with agreed with you that it was bad enough to walk out on, or did?
Yes, the person that I went with.
Did the individual?
The human that was alive,
was
sitting
it Sandra
next
Bullock?
To me.
Was she like, let's go see Gravity instead. I won't tell you how it ends.
Yeah, it was my girlfriend, Doug. And we went and we saw...
You have
saw
a girlfriend
it.
Named Doug?
You still got it. But yeah, we
I
were
think
both...
they're laughing at how I don't have it, but I'll take it either way.
Yeah, I was just astounded by how bad it was. And I was just like, I don't understand.
But why did you and your girlfriend pick that The Family?
She picked it.
Sure. And she likes movies.
She sees about a movie a day.
So that was that day's movie. You just got roped
in. We walked out. But then I was on the road for 3 days before DC, and I got Netflix. And I decided to try and watch Forks Over Knives, the documentary. I fell asleep, and it took me 3 days to watch it. And I still am not all the way through it. So those are the
movies.
But
are you past Forks and into Knives?
Yeah, I haven't fully seen a movie lately. I walked out of The Family and I fell asleep during Forks. But I fall asleep whenever I watch a movie past noon or so.
10 a.m. movies for you?
Yes.
What was the one you said you slept in?
Slept in?
You fell asleep?
Forks Over Knives.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I thought you said another one, but you said Forks Over Knives so quickly I thought it was one word.
Forks Over Knives.
I thought you'd also fallen asleep.
Forks?
Forks Life.
Over.
A Forks Life.
Knives.
New, the latest from Pixar, A Forks Life.
Knives Lives. I'm sorry.
Really quickly, panel, I have to ask, which ones of you are willing to come on Getting Doug with High and smoke weed with me? Raise your hand. Ricky will do it.
I'll do it, yeah.
That's it. Okay.
Excuse me, yeah.
I'm surprised I got one of you, so that's quite an achievement.
I thought you asked the audience. I thought, well, that's barely anyone has responded. I thought that was very shocking.
Yeah, yeah. I should get a few more hands if I said who wants to get high with me.
Who in the audience would want to get high with Doug?
It's weird that two people are being that loud.
It's embarrassing.
I thought it would be
I feel like
more.
The bride and the groom, they're on both sides of the aisle.
Let's play some games. Let's get the games going.
Let the games begin. I was born in a shutdown government.
Do you think babies are going to tell that story?
ladies, and Sam the man.
There it is.
Please pick your name tags.
Oh.
Just go out in the audience and grab whichever one you want to play for, and we'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you playing for, Kate?
Lauren of Arabia, who brought cupcakes.
Lauren of Arabia cupcakes. And Ricky, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Scott Nato, because he took a Hell Baby poster and turned it into Hello Baby, my name is Scott.
Let's see it. Hold it. Push it over this way. There you go. Oh, that's nice. All right, Tig, who are you playing for?
Finch.
Hedwig and the Angry Finch. Yeah, let's get a good shot of that poster, Tig.
But my face is a bracelet, so that's how I make
it. It's a facelet?
I don't get it.
And Sam, who are you playing for?
Playing for Groundhog Dave.
Groundhog Dave! Yep.
I like what he did there. And I also grabbed way too many things. I grabbed his tickets to other shows as well, so really should have held on to these closer, Dave.
And Kate's is cupcakes, so they're...
Can we eat them now?
They're edible. Can we?
You have to wait another 5 minutes.
I would love... It's weird. I would love to have some right now. If I could have a cupcake right now, can you whip one out for me? I'm finishing my vine, but what's today? 10 what? The 11th? Never forget. Okay, that's good enough. I want to try one of those cupcakes, though.
It smells really good.
I was taught how to eat a cupcake.
You got cupcakes over there? Yeah,
how? You know how?
When you make a little sandwich.
Yeah, when you
I know a friend of the festival likes to eat them with a knife and fork, but how did you?
You cut it in half.
Kate's giving the kid
a
cupcake.
Hey, guys, little Wolverine has to eat.
All right, well...
And he's so polite, he asked the owner of the cupcakes if he could have
one. I've got two things to say. First of all, these are laced, and second of all, we've got protective custody here to take you into a safe home and away from this horrible, horrible woman.
Horrible.
These don't have anything in them, right? He's already eaten half of one, so... God, I hope not.
Don't you want to know how to eat a cupcake?
Oh, yes, please.
You cut it right here.
Uh-huh.
And then you take the bottom part and put it over that and make a sandwich.
And then,
And then, you know how when you eat a cupcake, it's sometimes not so fun because there's so much frosting and then so much...
Yeah, too much fun and too much no fun.
Yeah. So
wait,
you
which
squish
part's the fun?
You squish it together.
The frosting's fun?
I guess so.
You have fun with the cake?
I like the cake.
Cake McCoochie. So we need a knife, because I'm going to do that right now.
Is there a knife?
Yeah,
in
can
the,
we get a knife? Or do we only have 10,000
yeah,
spoons?
Anyone bring a knife to the show? I bet you can rip it off. You can rip the bottom.
Doc is enjoying that so much.
I've found ways to make references to that song like 3 times in the last month or so, and it never fails to crack me up. What's happening? We're waiting for a knife, and we're going to play some games.
They're getting a knife? Okay. They're getting a knife, Doug.
Awesome.
I said they're getting a knife, Doug.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm happy that we're in a facility that doesn't have easy access to knives.
I prefer forks over knives. Thank you.
I almost fell asleep.
Since we've got four of our brightest guests and smartest triviologists on the panel. Yeah, four of us and you. So under those circumstances, we have to play Build a Title.
Yeah.
And so, since we're in Washington, I think our starter title should be Harry and the Hendersons.
That is really
hard. I'm just kidding. I know which Washington I'm in. I think we should start with, and I didn't even decide what the order was going to be, so before I say this, let's just start with Kate and go to Ricky and then Tig and then Sam. Yeah. Ladies first.
Agreed.
Okay. Piece of shit.
It gets...
What?
He did nothing. He did nothing wrong. Okay, Kate, your starter title is All the President's Men. So you need a movie that ends in all, or all is part of the word, of course, or something that begins with men.
Okay.
You got this. Whoa.
What the fuck?
Jesus. Wait, it's heavy.
Don't explain to the listeners what happened.
Wow.
They'll be able to figure it out.
Avast ye, matey. That's a jolly good cup of cake.
I never know.
Ah, success!
Thank you.
In duel.
Doug, that was a bit.
Oh, there's a real knife?
Yeah.
Look who got it done, son!
In case you want to...
Thanks.
Cut Perfect. Yours.
Now I have two knives. How is it?
That's not a cupcake. That's a success sandwich.
Isn't that so much better?
So much better. Okay, now we need napkins. This is going to be another 15 minutes goes by. We're on it. Napkins. I think they have some in Arlington.
We have to get through all of the cupcakes.
Does anybody else want a cupcake?
Oh, my God. That's the last thing you hear before getting abducted.
By Kate McCucci.
Yeah, that's
yes,
how you
officer.
Get one. With a giant knife. Oh, thank you, napkins.
Yes, officer.
Thank
I
you,
was
thank
sitting
you.
There.
Pass them down, Tim. Pass them down.
Oh, you'll take a cupcake? Okay.
Oh, I like that. Napkins, cupcake exchange. We live in a polite society.
There's a little knife.
Do you
there.
Work for the podcast?
No, she's just here in her crazy
pants.
She's
just
pants.
Johnny on the spot with those napkins.
Guys, I don't really think anyone works for this podcast.
I'm really glad we're taking a long time because I finally have an answer to add to your Kate. Title. It took me a while.
Kate, aren't you going to have a cupcake?
Nah. Thanks.
Oh. Thanks. Yeah, for the record, I regret it. It was really good, but Jesus.
It looks like there's graham crackers on top. Did you bake them?
Yes! Yes!
That was someone that wasn't totally planning on talking. They weren't warmed up yet.
I love when people clear their throats and they're like on an airplane. They're not going to have to speak, but they're like... And then, you know, but eventually when they pipe up, you're like, okay, I get it.
There was a man on our plane today, and he was laughing at the television so loud, it was like he couldn't contain himself. He was watching Jimmy Fallon and just couldn't handle it.
I'm sorry, did you say television?
Television on an aeroplane. You all right, Doug?
Yeah, I'm just, I needed a little water to, Purell just came
hand
in.
Hand sanitizer.
Purell came flying in.
Yeah.
This is a party.
Jesus.
What else
Ladies
do you
Ladies and
guys
gentlemen,
just
a new kind of pirates in town. I've got a blade and some Purell. So I will cut your hands off and then clean them up and...
Have a cupcake.
Your answer, Kate.
All the president's men in black.
Very good. That means Ricky has to come up with a title that begins with the black. Do you normally work in security? Because you got rid of that knife like a professional. You need something that begins with men, or I mean black, sorry.
Or ends with all.
Ends with all, or a word that has all in it.
Scenes from a mall. The president's men
yes.
in black. Thanks.
Wait, what did you say?
Scenes from a mall.
The shot at the Beverly Center. Black. I think they shot that at the Beverly Center.
It ends in all, so scenes from a mall.
You know, Bette Midler and Woody Allen.
You
it's,
don't have to say
it's horrible.
Mall or
no, it can just be
horrible
in the
movie.
Oh,
scenes
I didn't know
from
that.
A mall. The president's men in black. So Tig needs a movie that begins with black or ends with scenes. So probably something.
Can we get distracted and off track how we did with Kate? Scenes from a mall.
You should have picked a food name tag. What is your name tag again? It's
what
a poster? Hedwig and the Angry Finch. Okay. Oh, and it's got a shithead on the back. Looks like a complicated envelope situation. I like that. I hope you lose. I'm dying to know what that shithead is. So, yeah, can you think of a... there's movies that start with the word black that have existed, so maybe you don't necessarily have to have seen it to know of a movie that starts with the word black. Or ack.
I know a couple that start with ack.
Well, that's all you need. Just spit it out.
Do you know
I dropped my Purell.
Black? Do you know when this starts with black?
This guy was a professional roadie. I'm not fucking around.
Here's the thing. Is it okay if Sam and I switch seats how we were supposed to be?
This guy had an affair when he was on the road, and now he's come back to make good on the fact that he had a child with this woman. I know you've never met, but I figured it out. Roadies, I know what you do.
Do you know anyone?
Tig, do you have any idea?
I
gave you a nice stall time there with my roadie routine.
You also told me that I could have help.
From who?
From my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Is your girlfriend handy?
Do you know one?
Could she come and help out?
Oh.
Okay, what is it?
Black Hawk Down.
Yeah!
Nicely done. I had Black Dynamite all queued up, ready to go.
Black Beauty.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Steve Showoffs. Sam.
Scenes from a mall, the president's men in
Black Hawk Down
and out in Beverly Hills.
So, Kate, is there a movie that begins with the word hills?
Yeah.
I know there's movies that have the word hills.
I know. I can think of a bunch that have, Hill Street Blues.
That's a TV show.
I love how excited you were to
blurt
out that TV show, but I hear that a movie is in the works. No, but you're on the right track. The thing I think you need to realize or think about is that the A's and the's at the beginning of titles are dropped.
Oh.
And so a movie that begins with hills would be...
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
All right, you're out. I shouldn't even give you a second chance. Ricky, tell her what she should have said.
Hills have eyes.
Yes.
I actually knew that answer. I did.
All right, well, it's on you then. A movie that begins with eyes. Or if you want to get cute, eyes.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh!
Oh, yeah! Yeah.
My girlfriend watches a movie a day. She should be on this show.
So far, with Black Hawk Down and Eyes Wide Shut, she's come up with some real obscure ones.
Look, I'm doing really well.
Yeah. Killing it. Samuel.
Eyes Wide Shutter Island.
Does your girlfriend watch a movie a day?
No.
Apologies to Kate McCucci for being out.
Oh, yeah. It's okay, but I know one.
It's National Coming Out Day, so.
Is it?
It's a good time to be out. Mm. Ricky.
I Land of the Lost.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Land of the Lost. Because he said island.
Oh.
Yeah, so Tig's girlfriend, you need a movie that.
Lost or seen?
That starts
seen
with.
Oh, hard.
I know.
Starts with Lost.
Lost in Translation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now she's just sending them to you with her mind.
Now this is.
God, I'm doing well.
Sam, what are you going to do with that?
I think Tig's girlfriend's going to win this thing.
Yeah.
I think we're locked on both ends.
Huh?
Oh, wait, yeah. Can I phone a friend?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Translation.
Shun.
Oh.
Translation.
Translation. Shun sign. Shun. The sunshine voice?
Sunshine Cleaners.
Sunshine Cleaning Company. No. I think...
people are like, no.
You're out? Yeah. You're out?
I'm out, man.
He's out. Ricky?
I can't think of anything.
Tig is our winner.
Yeah. That's a freeze out. That's a freeze out.
Tig.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you so much. Please be seated. Thank you. Please be seated.
I'd go with Scenes from All the President's Men in Black Hawk Down and Out in Beverly Hills Have Eyes Wide Shutter, I Land of the Lost in Translation, Shunder a Cherry Moon.
What? Not even. No way.
There is
no way you would allow that. You and Graham playing in the car, you would ask him to leave the vehicle if he tried to pull that shit.
No, that's how it sounds. Shun.
Shun.
Yeah, shun.
Of course.
Oh, there's a lot of under.
Yeah.
Damn.
I could probably...
Yeah, we could have riffed
on
that.
Shun of the Dead, I would not accept.
Shun of the Dead.
The rules are mine. But that's a fun game for people to play in the car and have those debates about and then tweet me. They tweet me, like, you know, to make the decision for them. And I am fair but firm. So Tig won that.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time? I think we have about 40 minutes left approximately, so... Let's play one more quick game before we get to the big Leonard Maltin game. This might not take too long. We'll see. Sam, have you ever played the Seth Rogen game, aka Last Man Stanton?
No.
Okay. This is how it works.
Okay, tell me.
We're going to get from a member of the audience.
Yes.
A 14-year-old boy. Going to tell us the name of a director, actor, or actress with a large body of work, like more than a dozen films.
Yeah.
And then we are going to take turns, starting with Tig.
Yeah.
And then moving to Ricky, and I'm going to play in this game.
Awesome.
We are going to name the films that we can think of that person was associated with.
I understand.
Until... We run out. We either run out of titles, which was what happened with the Coen brothers.
Yep.
Or we can't think of any more,
right.
Which is what happened with Harry Dean Stanton. When Harry Dean Stanton was a panelist.
I see. That must have taken.
He did
a
win,
long
though.
Time.
He did win. He did win.
Oh, good.
When Harry
good.
Met Dean Stanton.
Dean Stanton?
Yeah.
Classic.
I'm still playing the
classic
other day.
Rom-com. He has two personalities and they run into each other in Seattle and then again on the Empire State Building.
When Harry met. Dean
does everybody
Stanton
understand what we're
and
doing?
And the Hendersons. God, I'm on
take
a roll.
This is a different game.
Oh.
We've moved on.
I'm winning.
And in this game.
I'm winning this show, this episode, and the game I just created.
Young man, tell us who we're going to be playing with today. Matt Damon.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Matt Damon. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let me write that down. What do you do? What do you do with two T's? Okay. Tig, name any movie that Matt Damon's been in. Matt Damon.
I can do this.
Yeah,
Goodwill Hunting.
Yes. How do you like them apples?
Thank you. Please be seated.
All right, Ricky, what do you got?
The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Nice.
Whoa. Getting baggy with it.
I love that. You're just like, I'm totally blanking. And then you're like, pull out this
crazy
movie.
That was the first one I thought
of. Yeah, that's a good one.
I forget the one.
My pen died. This is a catastrophe. Okay, we're good. I had backup. Bagger Vance. Kate, what do you have?
We Bought a Zoo.
We Bought a Boo. Sam?
I thought you were playing.
Oh, I'm going to play. That's right. Elysium.
Mm. All right, guys. Let's do this rapid fire. Ready?
Yeah.
Ocean's 11.
Oh, I get where you're going. Tig?
Tig, this is an easy one.
Wait, are we still naming
Ocean's 11?
Matt Damon?
Yeah. Matt Damon movies, yeah. Sam just said Ocean's 11.
Oh, Tig.
Ocean's 12.
Yeah! Yes!
Yes. Ocean's 13.
My plan has worked!
Ocean's 14?
What the fuck?
Is there one?
In your dreams.
Ocean's 100? Ocean's Infinity?
I fear I've forgotten anything else that Matt Damon has ever... No, wait, he was a kid.
Yes.
Wait, no, I know
what
it.
What was it?
Ocean's 1?
Hold on, wait for this one. Mystic Pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, he was.
Yeah.
He was in Mystic Pizza.
He was the little brother.
I know.
Not yet in theaters. Zero Theorem. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, the
you don't
crowd
think
is...
that counts? Okay, I'll do another one.
That counts. Why
I'll
not?
Do another one. I don't give a shit. Talented Mr. Ripley.
A movie he should have won an Oscar for, The Informant. No?
Tig?
It is your turn.
You can do this. Matt Damon.
Was he in...
Yes.
The Bourne...
Oh, that's what I was
I did see one of the Bourne movies. Is he in all of them? Yes?
But they have individual titles.
The Bourne Identity?
Sure!
Okay, now I'm like out of movies. I know there's a sequel. I can't remember what it's called. The Bourne Supremacy? Is that real? Oh, wow, that came out of nowhere.
Wait a minute. This is totally unrelated, but I just had an idea for a movie title about mice, and it's the second movie that comes out, and let me know if this has happened, called The Squeakquel. It has come out? That has happened?
It has to be about mice?
The Chipmunks movie had a squeakquel.
Oh, they had a
squeakquel. I love people in the audience yelling out.
Yeah.
Okay. It was done, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Their second of the trilogy.
Doug, do you remember that Christmas episode where the answer was Alvin and the Chipmunks? Do you remember that? And it was like a real... Sarah couldn't remember it. It was a huge thing. And we had been talking about it backstage for like 15 minutes before the show.
She couldn't remember.
It was an exciting moment.
Are you stalling right now?
No. How about this one? I don't know. This is a total guess, but I think it's right. With Meg Ryan, is it Courage Under Fire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in that. Yeah.
He was shooting in between his toes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in that.
Courage Under Fire.
I'll go with Dogma. Sam.
Well, no one said the Bourne Ultimatum.
Yeah, they did.
So
didn't.
I will.
Yeah, scoop it up, buddy.
Yeah.
Take. You can do this. He's made 73 more feature films.
Where did my girlfriend go?
Tig's girlfriend has left the building. Tig.
Where are you? Help!
Oh! Pull out my ace in the hole, why don't you?
Wait, is that my new girlfriend?
Leave the building!
You gotta come up here and make out with her now.
No, where?
No. We don't know what happened to old girlfriend.
Okay.
Let's be respectful
until
we're sure
I refer
she's
to
dead.
Her. Let me call old girlfriend. Dakota, will you see if she's around the corner? Okay, Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wait, is
You're
that
being
the name
judged
of a...
by a gentleman in the crowd?
Oh, he was being rude to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He was like, it's easy.
Well, there is a movie
oh,
named Easy, but
like,
Matt Damon
easy.
Does not appear in it.
Easy. Like I had pushed a boundary.
Settle down, Tig, and give us an answer.
You're making everyone uncomfortable, Tig. Okay. Yeah, I was like...
Oh, what? And HBO movies don't count.
Oh, dang it. Oh, great.
Just had to say it. If his movie that hasn't come out yet didn't count.
Okay, let me think...
Was he in that one? You know, where they were...
Is that The Imitation of Me?
They were running around... No, just all parents. Oh. Was he the one in that one with that other fellow from the show that we saw that time around the holidays?
Where is she?
She's not coming back. She has abandoned you in your time of need.
I can't believe this.
You just have to guess.
You're going
to
change your vows.
Okay. Let's see. Matt Damon... Matt Damon.
You know what? We'll skip you if you'd like.
Wait. Okay, let's see. Matt Damon.
There's a whole nother game we have to play.
Matthew.
So we should really find out what happened to her.
Matthew Damon.
What'd you guys have for dinner?
Carrots.
So she should see that there's. Did she need? Do you need her?
Little baby carrots. Oh, there
we
are.
Oh.
Okay.
Matt Damon, hurry.
What is a movie that Matt Damon's been in?
Wait, you haven't heard any of this, and you're gonna guess? Stuck on You.
I am on fire. Do you know how long I held up the game until you came back? I even met a new woman.
Maybe they should get a good look at each other, see if something could be worked out. Ricky?
The Good Shepherd.
Oh.
Nope.
Wasn't he in that? It's like Angelina Jolie and him, yeah.
Kate?
I don't know if this has even been... I'm blanking, but is he in Saving Private Ryan?
Yes.
Okay.
He plays Saving. I'm going to go with Promised Land. Yeah, I don't give a frack.
And I don't give a frack that it was yelled out. I was going to say School Ties next anyway.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
That's reasonable.
That's all you got? Huh? You what?
Elysium's been said, buddy.
Yeah, we had Elysium already.
You don't have anything?
Nothing.
Already been said.
Who's it? What? Talent Ripley? No.
Is there like a?
You gotta take shorter shit breaks.
Is there a modern, like a recent movie? That like oh.
Don't talk to people that way when you grow up, or now.
Could you get out your phone?
How long does it take you to perm your hair like that? It's natural?
Oh, shit.
Do you do anything with Ben Affleck after the...
Take control, Douglas. Take control of your podcast.
Are you
all right, Tig?
Me?
We're going to have to call it because...
No. I have some.
Oh, wait. Oh. She's got one. What is it?
The Departed?
Yeah, The Departed. How could we forget that?
I'm still in.
That's a good one. That's very good.
Please be
serious. Ricky, what do you have?
I don't have anything,
have?
So I'm going to take a total guess that he did a cameo in this movie I haven't seen. Clerks 2? Was he in it?
No.
Kind of probably, right?
No.
No, Ricky, he wasn't.
Stop shouting things out, guess. Audience members not playing the game.
What? He didn't do a cameo, jeez, him and Ben Affleck?
Right. Of course not.
Ricky's out.
Do not come on this game unless you're ready to really play.
All right. I'm sorry, Tig.
Or at least bring your girlfriend.
I know, I'm sorry.
Get a girlfriend, then bring her.
Okay.
Okay, so Ricky's out, Kate. What do you got?
Can I ask Tig's girlfriend?
Nope, you gotta do it all on your own.
Mystic Pizza 2? I don't know. I can't
development.
Think of any. Okay, I would like to
so
see
you're
that.
Out. You're out. Okay.
I'm gonna
but
win.
I would like
cheerful,
to
but out.
Mystic Pizza 2 would be pretty good right now.
I'm gonna go with Team America World Police.
Not on your life, buddy. Try selling that shit somewhere else.
Matt Damon is.
Nope.
He's in it. That's his
nope.
name.
Nope.
That's his name in it.
Audience
Matt Damon.
Ruling, yay or nay? All right. Oh, Tig's giving the thumbs down. Tig says no.
I'm going to win this thing.
Why, are you fresh out of the name, Sam?
No, I got two more.
Oh, okay, then give us one. What do you got to complain about?
Are you in or
about?
Not?
You're going to win. I'm in.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in.
Name that name, Sam.
You're still going to win if you got two more.
All right. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Okay.
Oh, that was the one.
That was the one.
Oh, right. Yeah. See?
Let's see. Matt Damon. Matt Damon. What do you mean you don't know? Matt Damon. We're looking for another movie.
I think this is Sam Salus if he really has one more, because I can't. I don't
can
think I can
have
think of another
yours?
One.
Matt Damon.
He's walking. He's the, you know, movies where he's walking around being all Matt Damon-y. It's like, oh, look, it's Matt. Matt. That's a Matt Damon type.
From Massachusetts, that guy?
Yeah. Everybody's whispering in the audience. Oh, fuck! I got one. Tig, your time is up.
No. No.
I'm so hoping this is the one Sam is thinking of.
This is my festival.
Oh, is it Team America, a movie Matt Damon does not appear in any way, shape, or form?
There's a guy in it called Matt Damon.
Uh-huh.
I said movies that have Matt Damon in them.
I see.
Or associated with them.
I see.
And my answer is the Green Zone, motherfucker!
That's not
oh, you have another one?
Maybe.
What is it? It's just you and me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Euro Trip.
Oh!
And I'm back in the game.
Oh, man. There's got to be another. Don't yell out.
I would never have thought of Euro Trip. That's good, Sam.
Oh,
I would not have thought of that.
You know.
I forgot, yeah. It's a fun game. Really gets you thinking about all the movies you've seen.
He's not in Super High Me. Shut up.
I can't think of any. What is it? Mallrats? He's not in Mallrats.
Guys, one at a
Chasing
time.
Chasing Amy? Rounders, of course, Rounders. He's in Benjamin Button? What? Crash? Matt Damon's in Crash?
Oh, yeah, Contagion. There's a Soderbergh movie. Yeah.
Finding Forrester?
Yeah.
Finding Forrester Gump? Guys, I'm sorry.
Congratulations, Sam Levine.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a hard-fought battle.
That was a pretty good one. I guess we fell a few short, but what's this? Oh, my phone? Thank you. What happened to it? Oh, it fell off of here? Oh, thank you so much. What's your name, Mom? Melissa? Okay. I just thought I'd refer to you by your name instead of Mom.
Mommy.
Yeah, you don't want to...
Sorry, that's unrelated.
You know what? I do like that better than Melissa. That's what I'm going to call her from now on. Thanks for helping out, Mommy.
Mommy.
Oh, Mommy. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, Mommy. Sam's our big winner from the last game, so he gets to go first in this one. And he gets to pick between three categories. And then we'll, just to, you know, ease Tig back into this exciting game. Are you still going to refer to the girlfriend?
I always do.
Would you like her to, could she come out and stand next to you and just whisper in your ear? Is that cool?
I always enjoy that.
Would you mind? Here she comes.
If only we had an extra chair, Doug.
Good work. Did you guys see In a World? Remember her from In a World? Played my love interest.
Wow, this guy's having a conversation.
Yeah, she's a volcano.
She's a volcano.
Yeah.
Use your microphone voice, sir.
He doesn't... Okay, Sam.
Yes.
Pick a category.
The third one.
Joan Cusack is celebrating a birthday today.
Uh-huh.
The great Joan Cusack. So, yeah.
She's my stepfather's cousin. It's true. Stop laughing.
That's... distant enough that it probably shouldn't even be referred to.
Why? Because I'm gay? Come on, let's get out of here.
So the films of Joan Cusack, or at the Kevin Inside suggested Breaking Bad, and that's films that have white or pink or man in the title. And at Rachel 107 suggested she might be here tonight, and she suggested Federal Shutdown, which is movies where Americans are held hostage. Which one would you like, Sam?
Well, after that round of applause, I'll take Breaking Bad.
Would you like a movie with white or pink or man in the title from 1986, 1999, or 2004? Sam the Man doesn't give a damn.
99.
Yeah.
Two
stars from Leonard for this movie that he says is 118 minutes long. He says it's got people in it who appear as themselves. That's a good clue, right? And he says that... the lead actor perfectly embodies the subject matter, the subject of this movie that has white, pink, or man in the title, and Leonard lists 8 names. How many names can you get it in, Sam the Man Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine?
7. What? Sorry, gang. I know what you were all expecting there.
That was a wise opening bid. You're already a contender in the Super Duper Tournament of Championships.
Not really, but where are we going to next? I think
you'll get there.
Panel knows.
Kate, what do you think?
How many names? The movie,
you could go zero names, or you could say negative names if you think you can name the actors in order from the top build.
I think I can get just the one.
So let's say negative. I can do this in negative one.
Negative one.
Okay. How could you do that to Ricky, your partner?
Name that movie.
This is a total guess. I have no idea.
No, don't say that. People hate it when you say that.
Just say it.
People hate it when you say that.
They'll take you on Twitter.
When she says it's adorable.
Yeah.
This is a total guess. Is it
so
Jim Carrey, Man on the Moon?
It is and it is.
Nice.
That was amazing.
My heart was pounding. Like, I can't feel my legs right now.
Wait, what happened to your legs?
I was so nervous.
Yeah, no, there's a lot riding against it.
Somebody here is going to get a bag of crap. No, it's a really nice prize bag, but it's also fun just to be excited, just for the sake of being excited. And Ricky gets to start off the next round. Then we'll go to you. We'll go to... Tig starts it, you're right. Tig starts it, and then we go to Sam.
Tig's girlfriend starts it.
No, Tig starts, but then you got to go back to Ricky.
I don't got to do anything.
All right.
It always goes back at the person who challenged. Yeah. Oh, you're right. So Ricky challenged. I love that face you're making. Just think it through, Doug.
Believe me, I would love it if it went the other way, since the likelihood of a bid getting to me is slim.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Tig gets to pick a category. Would you like at XX Goot? Goots?
Wait, what?
G-O-O-T-S. You don't need to concern yourself with this part. XX.
I've concerned myself with every other part. How could I possibly not concern myself with this part?
Because it's just what the name of the person on Twitter, that's their handle, that submitted it.
Okay.
So it's really, it's not going to be important for you to remember
SS
it or
Goots.
Understand it. XSXX Goots XX.
Okay, I need to.
It was almost created
that.
To create this conversation.
XS Goots. Okay, write that down. We're going to need that to win this game. Twitter, put that down.
The category is The Man with One Red Shoe, and that's movies where someone gets shot in the foot. At Schmals, S-C-H-M-A-L-S, Schmals, at Schmals Dead. Schma is dead, is that your name? Schma is dead? Schma is dead, okay, makes sense to you. Suggested... Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and that's movies that take place in Seattle. And at Billy McClellan suggested, put your Hans together.
I like
or hands.
It.
and it's movies with either Alan Rickman or Harrison Ford, who played Han Solo and Hans Gruber.
I feel like I'm finally kind of starting to get how this game works.
I'm very excited about that.
Vaguely.
You're going to be formidable with some knowledge of how it works. Which of those categories would you like to play?
I feel like... Okay, yeah.
I wish you guys could hear the little sidebar.
All I whispered was, put your hands together.
Put your hands together? Sure.
Put your hands together.
Sure.
Did your girlfriend never come up here or did she leave?
Right here.
Oh, there you are.
She's just very tiny.
I did not know she was in your pocket.
And yet she was out of pocket a second ago. Guys, it's true. I couldn't find her. I don't need to be booed for that. I've been through enough.
Which one did you pick? I'm sorry.
Hans. She went Hans.
Okay.
I'll answer.
All right.
Hans. I went Hans.
Would you like a movie that has Alan Rickman or Harrison Ford in it from 1977 or 1988? I don't know what this snickering in the crowd is about, but this worked out exactly as I hoped it would.
What is happening?
Ashton Kutcher is going to run out any second and say, I don't know what went wrong with Jobs. What a fascinating story and a fascinating actor. Which one would you like? Would you like 77 or 88? Now I know why you keep looking down. I was so confused earlier.
Well, I feel like I want to go with 77 because I feel like like that seems to make the most sense.
Okay.
Does it?
That's the smart way to go.
Yeah, 77.
Okay, this movie from 1977 that has either Alan Rickman or Harrison Ford in it got 3.5 stars from Leonard, and he calls it elaborative, which isn't even a word, and he also says that it is imaginate. It's elaborate and imaginative, and he also says about it that it was followed by some sequels.
God, now
and
I know
he
this
lists,
one.
Hang on, let me tell you how many names he lists.
No, I know
he
this
lists
one.
8 names. How many names? So if you know it, you could bid 0 names, or you could go into negative names. That means you have to name the top billed people in order.
Can you tell me
movie.
Some names?
I'm not going to tell you any names. But your girlfriend probably might know one of the top 2 or 3 names if
Can
she already knows
the movie.
Can I get
a hint? Like, is it a good chance I know this? Samuel, get back in here.
I really think he's leaving for good. I really think he's not going to come back. And he's the surprise host of the 10 o'clock stand-up show here tonight at the Sphinx. So I hope he didn't leave town. I hope he didn't drive around in circles for a while and then end up out
of
town.
Can I guess?
Say how many names.
You have to guess. You have to bid names. You have to say, if you think you know the answer, say 0 names.
0 names?
Okay, and then we go to, are you next, Ricky?
-1.
She says -1, so you're off the hook.
Oh, wait, or is Sam next? Or I'm next?
You're next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh, he's back.
He's back. He can't truly walk away.
I had to get some water. I was getting
dehydrated. It was pretty funny.
Thanks, pal.
So what are you going to do, Kate?
I don't know order of names, so I'm just going to say name that movie.
Okay, so...
Is it...
I know that. It would have been fun. It would have been a...
Wait. Before she says it, I want to see how nerdy this shit's going to get. Does she need to say the title that we as we know it now? Or as it was when it came out in 1977?
You guys know, no. Mark Hamill, Star Wars.
What?
Mark Hamill, Star Wars?
Yes and yes.
Okay. Don't make me
name the
whole
title.
That was the title in 77? Mark Hamill Star Wars?
Yeah, they since kind of rethought it and decided to put A New Hope in there instead of the star of the movie, which never happens in the title. I guess it does sometimes. Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry's Star Wars?
Yeah. who wouldn't want to see that?
I would see that.
Yeah.
Who didn't see that?
All right, so that means that Ricky's on the board, you guys.
Yeah.
Sam, how many names do you think you could have gone?
I was probably going to go 4 on that.
All right.
No.
Who's 4?
No. No, I will not.
Who's number 4? Alec Guinness is 4, probably.
Do it for fun, Sam.
Yeah.
Who's? Hamill, Ford, Fisher, Guinness.
Yeah. R2. Or no, I'm sorry, D2.
Hamill, Ford, Fisher, Guinness?
Yeah.
Yeah, they slept in Grand Moff Tarkin. They got Peter Cushing in there ahead of Alec Guinness.
D2, yeah. P.O.
Not lucky me.
People are outraged. Fucking Grand Moff. Do you like the Grand Moff kid? Nah, he doesn't care. You kind of look like young, what's his name? No, the bounty hunter. Boba Fett, yeah.
Wow.
Doesn't he look like young Boba Fett? He had the curls. We're going to start with Sam and go to Kate. There we are. Sam gets a pick. At Whiskey Sigs Pod. So I guess there's a podcast out there called Whiskey Sigs Pod.
Should we write that down?
Sure. Give it a listen. They suggested Life Takes Visa, and that's movies where someone gets deported. And then at Sardonic Brian suggested Oh Mother, Where Art Thou? And that's movies that have orphans in them. And your third option is The Spectacular Now, and that's movies that are in theaters now that got more than 80%
on you give that category
Rotten Tomatoes.
Why would you give me that one?
What?
So you're limiting me to the first two?
Why?
When would I ever pick in theaters now? We've discussed this off camera.
Where is the camera? Oh, I see it.
Doesn't this lady standing over here look like Glenn Close in The Natural? Like she's lit, but she's just standing.
Yes. No, don't move.
It's like she's the show in some way. Like we're turning to her for inspiration.
What was the first category?
The
second one was an orphan.
And I didn't mean to call you Albert Nobbs. You seem very.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to put you in the boo box.
I'll take a movie where... let's do an orphan. There's an orphan.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just excited right now that no Rufio chanting just burst out.
No, that was not a cue.
It usually does, but no, you guys missed it. Usually, if I bring up fucking Hook, the crowd chants Rufio, and that's why you're my favorite crowd. You're not doing that. There's always going to be somebody. I had a chance to meet that guy recently, and I blew it. Did you meet him at the poker game, Sam?
No, I met him years ago.
But he was at that game we were at, that poker game.
Oh, I did not see
him. Yeah, I saw him. I was going to go over and say something like, your movie's stupid. That movie you made when you were a child is fucking bullshit.
Yeah. You know, he wrote and directed it. Yeah. But the studio had a problem with it, and so they put Spielberg's name on it to sell tickets. Whatever.
Well, they were right to have a problem with it. Okay, what are we doing? What's happening?
Movies with an orphan.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll go to Kate.
Oh, I'm ready to play. I just remembered a movie with an orphan.
Oh, okay. So it might be one of these. Would you like a movie with an orphan in it from 1978 or 2006?
Son of a bitch.
Are those both years you weren't expecting?
Yeah, I had like a slew queued up in my head, and they're not those years.
Interesting.
All right, 2006.
The year is 2006. 3 stars from Leonard.
Ooh.
Yeah. He says about this movie that... So Someone appears in this movie via footage from a previous movie. And he also says that... he says the lead performer in this movie is appealing.
Is he a banana?
I wonder what Kate's brain thinks about that one. And he lists 13 names. What do you think, Sam? 13 names.
I think I know, but honestly, I truly think I'm thinking of the wrong movie, so I will make a bid. I'll say 9 names.
Okay. Kate?
8 names?
That's incorrect. Told you I was getting the feel of this game.
Ricky?
Name that movie.
Oh, she gets 8 names. This is for the win. Either way, sorry.
Kate either knows it or she doesn't.
Sorry, Tig and Sam. Tig
and I are going to go heads up after
this,
right?
Thank you for playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have an after party game. But your 8 names, Kate, and bless you, Sneezer in the audience.
Blessings.
Are... Noel Neal, Jack Larson, Peta Wilson, James Karen, Sam Huntington, Cal Penn, Parker Posey,
son of a bitch,
Eva Marie Saint.
All right. I think it's clear now.
I can't tell you how much I hate myself.
This movie from 2006 has an orphan in it.
I thought the movie was from 2005.
Oh, okay. That's what happens sometimes.
Someone's a real ding-dong.
Are there more names, or is that it?
There's more names, but you only get 8 of them, right?
Shoot.
Right?
Not much to work with, is it?
Yeah. So I think Ricky might be our winner.
I have no idea what this movie is.
Just think of, what's the most famous orphan you can think of?
Annie.
Who was...
You just say Annie.
Who was abandoned?
Fievel.
All orphans?
Okay, we've narrowed it down.
It's Fievel or Annie. Somewhere out there.
Yep, he sings this song. Whenever he goes to the Fortress of Solitude.
The orphan
song.
Yeah,
and the motion picture is called Superman Returns. Superman, one of our greatest orphans of all time in history. Ricky Lindholm's our winner!
Thank you.
Who are you playing for, Ricky? Where's your person you're
Scott
playing
Nato.
For? What?
Scott Nato.
Yes. So, Scott, come get your prizes. Oh, that was easy. Just reach across the table. And don't forget these things. I don't know if you want those or not, but they seem valuable. Entrance. It's the loner's tour kit for D.C. because it's all single passes into museums. So you're gonna have to go by yourself like some sort of creep. And we need to see if there's shitheads on the back of the other name tags. So if you could pass them over.
I don't think mine has
any. Groundhog Dave needs to come up and present a shithead.
All right, come.
Which is perfect because then you can also take these tickets back at a ridiculously low price.
Oh, okay. And Ricky's has a very complicated thing on the back that we're not going to see, unfortunately.
No, that's Tiggs.
Oh, Tiggs has this. Okay, good. I'm glad we're going to see this because this is really spectacular.
Who is this person?
It's really
that's
lot,
Groundhog Dave.
A lot of effort.
Oh, hi, Groundhog Dave.
Hi,
Dave.
I'm sorry I had such a poor outing on your behalf, Dave.
I was looking down, then I looked up, and then there was a person standing there.
Oh, thank you.
I'll just leave this name tag here with the...
Oh, who is that person?
it's a lot going on.
Was that your girlfriend?
Who's what?
Ricky?
My girlfriend?
Yeah, there's just a girl that appeared out
I
from...
I don't have a girlfriend. That was Lauren
we'll
of Arabia.
We'll get you one. We'll get you one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Sure.
DC.
On National Coming Out Day.
There's a girl in the front row that's real excited about this.
All right. So, do you guys have anything you want to, Kate and Ricky? Where can people see Garfunkel & Oates live, or when does the IFC show start?
Right here on the stage in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Tonight, Seattle. We're playing Seattle in the end of October, and the Garfunkel & Oates show starts July 2014.
Nice.
I'm busy then.
Woo! Tig, what's going on with you? The rest of Benson Ball?
That's it.
That's it? You're just going to be here for the rest of the weekend, and then...
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm doing shows here and there. It's on my website. I'm writing a book. I'm writing a couple scripts. I'm, you know.
Yeah, I do know.
Going to see movies.
Sam, what's going on with you?
Dr. Facehands is no longer airing on television, but... It's okay. It's okay. If you're interested at all, it is on iTunes. Yeah, I didn't think so. And then also, you can see me every Sunday on KevinPollocksChatShow.com. Upcoming guest this Sunday, the one and only Ben Folds. So check that shit out.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. I have a podcast called Professor Blastoff.
Yes. I don't miss a single episode of Captain Takeoff. It's my favorite comedy science podcast.
Go to Professor Blastoff.
Yes. And thank you to everyone in the audience. Thank you. Everyone on stage. Ricky Lindholm, Kate McCucci, a.k.a. Garfunkel & Oates, Tig, a.k.a. Tig Notaro, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. I don't even know how to say this first one. Do you know how to say that, Kate?
Trigeminal neuralgia?
I got neuralgia.
So the answer would be no, Kate.
I got neuralgia. I got that. But trigeminal? Trigeminal. Okay.
Trigeminal. That's what I said.
Yeah. Trigeminal neuralgia is a shithead. Yeah, I can't agree more. Unpaid vacations to watch movies are a shithead. And driving in circles is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.